Get ready. You're tuned in to Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea, bringing you the hottest trending topics on social media. Stay connected. Instagram.com/LovelyTea2002.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea. Hey, tea sippers. I hope you guys are doing good today. So today is Monday, August 31st. Can you believe it's the end of the month? I cannot believe how fast the month of August went. It is insane. Next month is going to be September, and Lord only knows, honey, what 2020 has in store. But anyways, on a better note, I have one of my conspiracy tea sippers with me. She's in my conspiracy DMs, and she decided to be my podcasting partner today. So I want you guys to welcome Rejoice. Rejoice, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rejoice. I'm from Florida, and right now it is terribly raining.
Okay, great. So I'm so happy you could be with us today here. So there's a lot of crazy topics that are trending right now on social media. So we all have the versus battle, Brandy versus Monica. That will be airing in about 2 hours. I cannot wait. This is like 90s nostalgia. Who are you currently going for? Who do you think will win?
I'm gonna have to go for my girl, Brandy.
Me too, honey. How you doing? That's who I'm going for as well. Monica has a lot of bangers. Don't get me wrong. But that Brandy catalog is no joke. And I heard her new album is really good too.
I did too. I didn't get time to listen to it.
Me either.
But I hope she played some of it today.
I agree. I haven't gotten a chance to sit down because I've been so busy, but I've heard nothing but good reviews about her new album, so I can't wait to check it out. So now, on to another note. I wanted to talk about this video that's going viral. We were talking about this in the DM, and basically this video is of two moms, and what they have basically done is that one of the moms has, I guess she's the parent of the little boy. The other mom is the parent of the little girl. And a lot of people on social media have been accusing them of doing the most with their children. You know, just basically being like the way that they have their kids posed, the way they have their kids holding hands, acting like their boyfriend and girlfriend. In one of the pictures, the young boy, he's dressed like a, you know, like a grown man. He has a little Tommy Hilfiger outfit, skinny jeans. And the picture is titled Daddy. And they have a tongue emoji and a heart emoji. And these kids are literally like, I think, I want to say 8 or 9 years old. And so there's another picture where they're both dressed up in leopard print. And they say, because I'm a fashion killer and he's a trendy nigga. Mind you, these are little kids. Like, the little girl has on, like, a weave ponytail, a tight-fitting dress. I mean, I see pictures like this all the time on Instagram, and it's just too much. And at this point, it looks like a lot of these parents are living vicariously through their kids. And so a lot of people were calling out the mother and saying, you know, what you're doing, you're pushing sexuality onto your children. This is too much. So they decided to respond, and this is what they had to say to the so-called critics on social media. Y'all can go ahead and listen to this real quick.
I'm explaining. They've been saying the same thing every 2 weeks.
Maybe instead of, hold up.
Like, all I keep saying, they probably grown. They probably live. They probably
acting on Missy. Question. Are y'all being forced to take pictures?
No.
Do y'all enjoy
First
taking
all,
pictures?
Y'all must have known their attitudes. They don't want to take the picture. They're not going to take it.
Exactly.
And that's a fact.
Let me see. What's another question? Y'all been abused or anything? Or
well, I be knocking the Blake head off his shoulder, so I'm gonna just say all that now.
I be about to throw homie ass down the fuck.
But I mean, that's my child. That's my child.
But I don't do it though. You know, I don't do it. Let me see. What else?
If I decide to beat his ass right here, right now, ain't nobody gonna do shit to me.
Let me see. What else y'all got to say? Talk shit, and I ask him. So y'all want me talking shit? So why y'all change the captions? We change the captions up here, not y'all.
All right, you guys heard that. After a while, I just sound like a bunch of mumbo jumbo and a bunch of excuses. But what did you feel about that video watching that?
I didn't like that video at all. Because when it comes to your kids, they're not going to tell you no because they don't want to make you upset.
Right. And they're really young, and I don't understand this whole trend. Even like on my Instagram Explorer page, I don't understand, like, there's so many children on my Explorer page. And I'm like, whose kids are these? They're dressed better than me. Versace, Dior, little dresses and high heel shoes, and the kids are like 2 and 3. I'm like, who are y'all dressing your children up for? You know, we're the kids that used to wear Oshkosh Bagosh when I was growing up and, you know, playing around in overalls and Nike sneakers. I mean, these kids are so, they're made to look like little adults. And I don't think people realize how many predators are out there and how many people are watching the things that you post, especially when it comes to small children. You could be inviting people into your home, into your space, you know, that don't mean you or your children, you know, any good. And they could come and come, you know, do some harm to your kids, do some harm to them because they become obsessed with them because you're parading your son and your daughter online like they're mini adults. And it's really sickening.
Yeah, and these pedophiles, they're just going to see in their mind, oh, well, they're grown. So it's okay if I like a few pics, if I do stuff, you know.
Right, right. And it's just, it's too much. Even earlier today in the group, somebody posted a video that was posted onto Instagram. I don't know if you saw it. It was like this little girl.
Yeah,
she couldn't
have
been any more than what, I think like 3. She totally flat-chested little girl. You know, 3-year-olds are flat-chested. And they have her newborn sister like almost in her arm. And she's trying to feed her with her nipple. And the nipple, there's really no nipple to speak of, but she has the baby's head and she's trying to stuff the baby's head into her little chest and feed her. And the mom is sitting here laughing, thinking this is funny. And it's like, how do you record this and post this on social media? It just does not make any sense.
Yeah, when I saw that, I didn't know why it was even up. Because I'm first thinking like, okay, how many pedophiles looked at this just now? Because she's a toddler, and she shouldn't be having her top off in a video. She should have a top on, have, you know, shorts or pants or whatever. She shouldn't be naked on video for the whole world to see.
Right. Let alone trying to breastfeed her little sister. Which I just, the vibe on that video was just so disturbing. And, you know, more and more each day, we're seeing where police are raiding homes and they're finding, you know, missing and exploited children. You know, I think they found like 40 in Georgia the other day. They found like another 26 in Phoenix or something like that recently. So it's like, this is real stuff. You know, the human trafficking, the sex trafficking. So a lot of these parents, instead of them getting defensive and getting upset, they need to just stop. You know, if you're going to post pictures of your children, that is your business, but they need to make sense. Stop posting pictures of your children when you're trying to make them look older than what they are and when you're trying to fetishize them as if they're in a relationship with each other when that's clearly not the case.
Yeah, and with the toddler trying to feed her sister, what I thought also when I looked at it is that she's being groomed to become a mother.
I mean, yeah, and that can be true. And I mean, the same can be said when you give a little girl a doll. Because, you know, when little girls have dolls, you're kind of, you know, preparing them for motherhood and teaching them how to take care of a baby and feed a baby with the baby bottle and change diapers and stuff. You know, but I just felt like not only grooming for her to be a mother, that was just something kind of just, that was really disturbing. Because it's like, you're definitely sexualizing that child and you're definitely, you know, putting her in a position where physically she's not even old enough to do any of that. So even if she is playing like that with her sister and acting like she's trying to breastfeed her, why record it and put it on social media?
Yeah. And also I tried reporting that video on Instagram, and Instagram was like, oh, there's no problem with it. They didn't break any guidelines.
Oh yeah. And that's the thing that just is comical, is that anytime we try to flag any of these videos or report them to Instagram, nothing happens. But let me post anything, I'm getting all types of notifications and bullying and harassment. Oh, you'll be banned next week. We're going to delete your Instagram. I mean, I get Instagram threats literally once a week, and I don't post anything of the sorts. So that just lets you know who really runs Instagram. So another thing that's trending on social media right now is Toni Braxton. Toni Braxton is currently trending because she did an interview with The Guardian. And one of the questions that they asked her is, what is her biggest regret in life? And Toni Braxton's response has a lot of people divided. So basically what happened is this. They interviewed her and this is what she had to say. She says, I regret not having more sex when I was younger. I should have drank more. I should have partied more, smoked more. I think my religious upbringing stopped me from doing a lot of those things that I should have done. It's not a good look at my age that I am now. The way it works is you do stuff in your 20s and 30s, then in your 40s, you've earned enough to pay for therapy. So that is her response to The Guardian. And so that's not, her response isn't sitting well with a lot of people. Even Little Duval had jokes about the situation. And Little Duval came onto the Shade Room and this is what he said. Little Duval says, no, you're looking at this wrong. You're 50-something now. This is the best time for you to be a hoe. Think about it. It's harder for you to get pregnant. The only disease you got to worry about catching is hepatitis from these old-ass niggas. This is your prime. Moral of the story, live your best life, sugar, and just stick to these old niggas because those young boys gonna run through you and fuck up your legacy. Love, Little Duval at Toni Braxton. So that is what he had to say. This entire situation is crazy. How do you feel, especially being a younger female, how do you feel about what Toni Braxton had to say, Rejoice?
I have to say is that, Toni Braxton, you're 52. You're getting up there. You're going to have to probably stop doing all these extra activities that you're trying to do. And if you were to have sex, you know, when you were younger, drink alcohol, all that, you're going to end up in the hospital. If you did that back then, you would be in the hospital right now.
So you feel like if she would have started doing all that stuff earlier, it would have caught up to her now with her age at 52? Like, maybe she'd be sick, have ulcers,
yeah,
wouldn't be as healthy as she is.
Yes.
I definitely get what you're saying. You know, my issue with this whole thing is, I feel like there's, you know, as she's 52 years old, so she's even older than me. You know, I feel like at a certain age, there should be way better, more deeper advice that you should be able to give to younger females. And you saying that you wish that you were more of a thot or a hoe or, you know, had more sex when you were young. You know, certain things you need to keep to yourself, okay? And I feel like, you know, this is kind of slightly agenda-ish, where because you have a lot of young women who look up to Toni Braxton. You know, she's been in the industry for years, and this is basically like almost giving them a whole pass. Like, just go do whatever, you know, live your best life. There are no consequences. And I really wish we'd have a honest, open dialogue when it comes to just sex and promiscuity and, you know, getting drunk and, you know, smoking and all that stuff. It eventually catches up to you, you know. And again, like I always talk about on some of my streams, about soul ties. And this is coming from a religious woman. Why would you want to create so many soul ties with just random people?
That's what I don't understand about her. Because she says, like, you know, her family has been religious for so long. So what gave her the idea to even think, oh, I should have had more sex. I should have been a hoe back then. Why didn't I do that?
Right. And that's what just, to me, didn't make more sense. Like, for me, I mean, I've always been a fan of Toni Braxton, but let's keep it real. She's not the best when it comes to finances. So I would have expected her answer to be, oh, I wish when I was younger, I knew more about financing and credit and saving and not splurging foolishly and getting a CPA and not having to file multiple bankruptcies. I mean, to me, that would have made more sense. And, you know, financial knowledge, as we always say, you know, not only is health is wealth, but financial knowledge is very imperative, especially in the Black community. So for her not to mention anything about finance when that's been one of her biggest, you know, downfalls in her career is her financial situation, to me, is silly. So you regret not sleeping around and doing drugs and smoking, but you have no regrets when it comes to not knowing about something as basic as finances. Gotcha. You know, and again, this is not to knock people. You know, once you get to a certain age, you're free to do whatever. But like I said, I feel like we need to have honest dialogue. You know, there's a lot of consequences that comes with just being promiscuous. And I don't care if you're a man or a woman. So many times, a lot of people like to act like the only ones who can be seen as a hoe or seen as being promiscuous are women. And that's not true. You know, I feel like if a man is sleeping around and going from female to female to female, that is just as disgusting as a woman doing it. But unfortunately, we get the title of hoe as females and men don't. That's seen as being a pimp and, being a real guy and being machismo. And when it boils down to it, it's two hoish people, you know, just swapping souls with multiple people and possibly spreading STDs, okay? And I think that we need to have an honest dialogue when it comes to, like I said before, promiscuity, is that that really can affect you, you know, sometimes as you get older. You know, a lot of times the media, and I'm not just saying celebrities or just saying Toni Braxton, but even in movies, even in TV shows that a lot of young girls watch, they like to push the envelope like it's okay to just hook up, just have a random hookup. You know, meet a guy in the club, he's cute, we go back to his house, or, you know, he comes back to my house, we hook up and go our separate ways. But once you've done that so many times, you're basically left feeling empty.
Yeah, I think that's true, because I know a lot of people who told me, like, oh, don't have sex like this no more because I did it and now I'm not myself no more, you know?
So what is your age group, Rejoice, for the audience?
I guess. Because I'm 17, so like 15 to 18, I guess.
Okay, so you're still a teenager. So, you know, hopefully y'all's not having too much damn sex. But, you know, teenagers have sex. You know?
Yeah.
Just keeping it real. And that's good that, you know, you guys, that you have friends that are being honest, because so many times, you know, girls make it look like it's the cool thing. Like, I didn't sleep with the whole football team. You know, I'm that girl. And they're just fronting to make it seem like that, but deep down inside, they really feel some type of way that when they walk past these group of dudes, literally out of the 10 guys, they slept with 8 of them. That's not really a good feeling, you know, especially for a female, because a man can get away with certain things where women can't, unfortunately.
Yeah, I still don't understand why it's like that, because I remember this one time in middle school, like, there's these two, like, popular kids, I guess you could say they are.
Mm-hmm.
It was a girl and a boy, and we found out at the end of the day that they had sex underneath the stairwell. Come the next day, everyone was like shaming the girl, but they weren't shaming the guy, and I never understood why, because both of them did the dirt.
Right. Yeah, we have many stories from our school, too. I don't know what it is with, you know, teenagers hooking up in the stairwell. But, yeah, it's the truth. It's like, you know, anytime situations like that happen, it's on the woman or the young girl that bears the brunt of the, you know, the name calling and the shaming. And so that's why I didn't really agree with what Toni Braxton said. You know, I think we need to put it out there that it's okay to not be promiscuous. It's okay to have your one steady boyfriend and you guys are in a monogamous relationship and you guys only hook up with each other. Monogamy is okay. You know, but unfortunately we live in a day and age where it's, you know, it's all about getting, you know, whatever you want, you can have. You know, the sky's the limit. If I want to sleep with 50 girls in one night, I should have the right to. And I just did not like the fact that as old as Toni Braxton is, that's what she's choosing to push, to tell, you know, basically in not so many words, to tell young girls, have all the sex you can have now, drink as much as you can drink now, smoke as much as you can smoke now, when they don't realize that by the time you get into your 30s, especially 40s, all that takes a toll on you. You know, one of the compliments I always get, honey, is the fact that I look so young, you know, and people are like, you look young, you still look like you're like 25, you know, maybe 30-ish. And that is such a compliment to me, because a lot of people who are my age, they look so much older. And a lot of that is because they drank heavily in their teens and 20s. They smoked all the time. I've never smoked a day in my life. That's just not my thing. I don't judge people. Do what you want to do. But we've all seen proof that smoking ages you. It ages your skin. It ages your voice. You know, it takes a toll on you. You know, drinking, it starts to age you. You have a lot of these guys, by the time they're in their late 30s and early 40s, they have these huge beer guts, you know, from drinking so much. So I just found it was very like, you know, it just didn't sit well with my spirit that's what she was trying to promote to the youth. Because that's for younger people, you know, like we're all grown. We're not, you know, we're not going to take Toni Braxton's advice like that. But it's the young girls who are looking up to her that are your age and in their 20s, you know, thinking that's the right thing to do. Like, you know, I must be missing out because I'm not having all this sex and drinking and wilding out. And no, I mean, if that's your personality type and that's how you get down, we're not judging. But for the ones who don't necessarily do that, or that's not, you know, where they feel comfortable, I want to be the I guess, the anti-voice and say that, no, it's okay to just be yourself. You don't have to be promiscuous. You don't have to be out here getting drunk and passing out and getting high just to fit in and feel like, oh, if I don't do this, I'm going to miss out once I get older.
Yeah, and I don't know why Toni Braxton is making it seem like the being in your 50s isn't fun. Yeah, not a lot of people in my age range don't make it past their 21st birthday.
Yeah. It was like that for me, too, growing up, you know, where we lost a lot of friends that we were growing up with. By the time we were 25, I can name so many, you know, especially young men that were lost to, like, street violence, drugs, you know, females having drug overdoses, you know, just all types of stuff. And I think with her, her advice should have been something more positive. You know, that if I was younger, I wish I would have gone back and did this or learned more about that. Not that I wish I could have been a hoe and been drinking and smoking. I just thought that was just, like, such a cop-out.
Yeah, like, she could have even said, oh, follow your dreams, because I know that if I didn't, I wouldn't have been this successful.
And it paid off for her in the end, so that's what I didn't understand why she would have said that. And I know some people might say, well, just because she says more sex doesn't mean multiple partners, but let's keep it real. Most teenagers are not going to necessarily be in monogamous relationships. So when you're talking about teens, like your age 17 to, like, let's say 22 years old, most of them are not necessarily in just, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend relationships, especially in this day and age. It's about hooking up. Like, y'all's generation is like the hookup generation.
Yeah, and if they are in a relationship, they don't stay in it for too long.
Right, right. And then they get with the next partner, and then it's like, okay, well, I have to sleep with him so I don't lose him. So, you know, it's just a lot of stuff. And I just think, you know, unfortunately, we live in a day and age where there's, like, just really no shame and anything goes. And, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, yes, it's to each its own. But I also want to push a different narrative as well, that, you know, enjoy your youth. Enjoy, you know, the time that you have. Enjoy getting to know yourself. Enjoy your friends. You know, don't be so quick to grow up fast. Don't be so quick to, you know, try every drug under the sun. You know, popping pills and doing perks and mollies and, you know, getting drunk and just because you're young. You know, because, again, it all eventually catches up to you. So, yeah, I just think the whole situation is just insane. It's a lot to deal with. You know, it's a lot of stuff that just goes on social media. You know, like I said, all you can do is be vigilant and be aware and just, you know, really try your hardest to just see through the BS. So on that note, I want to go ahead and thank you so much for coming on to Tea Time Unfiltered. It was very nice having you. Do you have any last words?
Yes. So for everyone who is watching and are in my age group, follow your dreams and also know your finances.
That's very important. And the younger you are when you learn, you know, financial, you know, just financial wellness and just more about finances, the better you will be as an adult. And that's facts. So on that note, once again, thank you so much for joining me, and I will talk to you again later.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on this platform.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LOVELYTI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.